Torah in this week's parsha introduces us to the personality of Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk says, "Vayhi Esav ish yodea tzayit ish sadev Yaakov ish tam yoshev aholim." What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu was a yoshev aholim? Says Rashi, he was yoshev ba'olo shel shem ba'olo shel eved. Yaakov Avinu learned in the Beis Medrash of shem ba'eved. This is the Yaakov Avinu that we're familiar with. The pasuk says, "Vayishka ba'makom ahu," and Rashi comments that Yaakov Avinu slept in that place on his way to Beis Lavan, but for the 14 years before that night, he didn't sleep. He didn't sleep in a normal fashion, in a bed, because he was Osek Batorah in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. Yaakov Avinu was a tremendous masmid, with superhuman kochos. But the question is, where did he get those kochos from? Perhaps part of the answer lies in a comment of the Targum Yonason in this week's parsha. Targum Yonason explains, what does Yoshev Aholim mean? Meshamesh beveis midrasha the shame of beis midrasha the ever, that Yaakov Avinu was meshamesh tamid chachamim in the beis medrash of shame ve'ever. Tova ulfan kodem Hashem. Yaakov was a tova ulfan. He sought out ulfan. He sought out Torah. Bikesh Torah. On the phrase v'haya kol mevakesh Hashem in Parshas Kisisa, the Targum says v'hei kol the tova ulfan kodem Hashem. Mevakesh Hashem means a tova ulfan kodem Hashem. That was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was a mevakesh Hashem. He was a mevakesh divrei Torah. It could be that's the source of Yaakov's hasmada. It wasn't that naturally he didn't need to sleep, but rather it was his love for Torah, it was his appreciation for the value of Torah that drove him to his limits, and even maybe beyond his limits. That's what pushed him to try to accomplish so much in his Talmud Torah. He was simply too excited to sleep. And that's why he learned so much for those 14 years. The pasuk says in Mishlei in Perek Dalet, in Tevakshena kakesef uchmat monim techapseno es tovin yiras Hashem vedas elokim timtza. If you want to understand Torah, if you want to connect, if you want to have a yediyah, if you want to have a chibur, a strong connection to divrei Torah, then you have to search for it. You have to be a mevakesh. You have to search for Torah. You have to want Torah, like people want money, and search for money. You have to cherish divrei Torah and be mechapes for Torah like people are mechapes for diamonds, matmonim. We know people who put in long hours at the office. They put in 12-hour days in business and in law and in medicine. Why do they put in so much time? Because they want to make money. And they're willing to put in whatever effort it takes to accomplish because they want to be successful in their careers. That's the kind of drive that a person has to have in Talmud Torah as well, if he wants to truly accomplish in Talmud Torah. A person has to have a drive to be successful. He has to be a mevakesh. He has to be mevakesh divrei Torah like people look for money. Imagine if someone told you that there are diamonds hidden in one of the shtenders in the Zeisman Beis Medrash, and whoever can find those diamonds can keep them. Don't you think you'd feel the urge to run to the Beis Medrash and start looking? The pasuk says there are diamonds in the Beis Medrash. They're hidden in the Divrei Torah that anyone can claim. But to understand Torah and to develop a connection to Torah, to get excited for Divrei Torah, a person has to appreciate that Torah is like diamonds. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ezeo chacham halomei mikol odom." Who is a true chacham? Someone who learns from everyone. The Rabbeinu Yonah there explains that someone who knows a lot of Chochmah but who doesn't value Chochmah is a tipish. He's a fool. He's not a Chochmah. Someone who loves Chochmah, who has a taiva for Chochmah, it's not just that he has Chochmah, but he has a taiva for divrei Chochmah, he's a true Chochmah. Because he appreciates and values Chochmah. Says Ben Zoma in the Mishnah, such a person is lomed mikol adam. Such a person will learn from anyone, even from people who don't know as much as he does. Because he's looking for the emes, he's looking for chachmah, and he's willing to look for that chachmah, to search out that chachmah in any place, from any receptacle, because he wants the chachmah so much. He has a taiva for every piece of chachmah that he can get. His avas hachachmah will bring him to learn more and more. It's no wonder that we describe a true chacham as a Talmud chacham. The first glance, it seems like a contradiction in terms. How can someone who's a chacham be called a Talmud? The answer is, a true chacham is never tired of being a Talmud. He's never tired of learning. He has a youthful exuberance, a youthful excitement for learning. And it's the bakoshes ha-chachma, the fact that he wants chachma so much, that's what drives him to even greater chachma. That's why he's called a Talmud chacham. Taka is a chacham. The biggest chacham is one who is a Talmud, always a Talmud. Because he has a drive to always learn. Yaakov Avinu was 60 years old when he learned in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever on his way to Lavan's house. He was an older man, but he had the excitement, the exuberance of a young boy. And that's what gave him extra kochos. Yaakov Avinu was a tova orphan. He was a mevakesh Torah. That's what gave him the extra hasmada, the extra kochos in his learning. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell a story to his Talmidim that once when he was younger, he visited by his uncle, Harav Avram Yafin Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Nevardika Yeshiva in Europe. And he asked him to point out who's the best bocher in the yeshiva. So his uncle pointed to one bocher and he said, he's the biggest lamdan in the yeshiva. And he pointed to a second bocher and he said, he's the biggest boki in the yeshiva. And then he pointed to a third bocher and he said, he's the biggest yirei shamayim in the yeshiva. But who's the best, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked him. And his uncle looked at a fourth bach and he said, he's the best one in yeshiva. This fourth bach is the best. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked him, I don't understand. You tell me the first bach is the biggest lamdan, and the second is the biggest baki, and the third is the biggest yirei shamayim, so how can the fourth bach be the best? Dr. Yafin, he said, the fourth bach is the biggest mevakesh in yeshiva. And that's what makes him the best. Who was that bacher? That bacher became the stipler god. The greatness of the stipler in his youth was not his amkus and not his bekias, it was his bakoshes ha-chochma. He wanted to learn Torah so much, he was such a mevakesh, and that's what really made him best. Sometimes we feel frustrated. We look at other people and we think, how can I accomplish as much as he? He's so intelligent, he has such a great memory. How can I ever match up to him? But the truth is, accomplishing in Torah often has nothing to do with the person's natural talent. It's his avas ha-chochma. It's his bakoshas ha-chochma that can cause a person to achieve true greatness. And that's something that we should aspire to. The avas ha-Torah, bakoshas ha-chochma. Forget about the natural talent. We have plenty of natural talent, but that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is to love Torah, to search out Torah. And if we have that kind of need, then hopefully we'll have the siyata d'shmaya to really accomplish in Torah. Good Shabbos.